A Christian human rights organization says it is deeply concerned for the plight of 30 Korean refugees who are reportedly being repatriated from China. The group of 30 North Korean refugees were arrested by Chinese police in early February after crossing into the country illegally en route to South Korea. Christian Solidarity Worldwide says if returned to North Korea, they are at risk of detention, torture, and even execution as illegal border crossers. Lydia O'Kane spoke to CSW East Asia team leader Ben Rogers about their plight.
They were arrested on the 8th of February by the Chinese police in various areas around the city of Shenyang, which is quite close to the border with North Korea. And they had come into China and were en route to trying to make their way to South Korea to safety. And the context for this is that is two things. Firstly, China has a long-standing history and a policy of forcibly repatriating North Korean refugees back to North Korea when they do find them, and that can result in extremely grave consequences for the individuals being repatriated. In some cases, even execution, and almost always imprisonment and severe torture and long periods of detention. And the other piece of important context is that when Kim Jong-il, the North Korean leader, died and his son Kim Jong-un took over, one of the first things Kim Jong-un did was to launch a crackdown on people trying to flee the country, and actually ordered people who were caught fleeing the country to be shot, and I think that's because he's trying to show his strength and consolidate his position in the North Korean regime. So it's a very grave situation. These people, their lives could be at stake if the Chinese authorities go ahead with this repatriation. And China is in violation of international law. They are a signatory to the 1951 Refugee Convention, and such a repatriation is in flagrant violation of that convention.
It would be fair to say, wouldn't it, that it is a criminal offence to leave North Korea, that these people cannot leave the country without prior permission?
That's correct, exactly, which is why they face automatic arrest and imprisonment if they are returned into the hands of the North Korean authorities. And as I say, in some instances, it's been known that people have faced execution.
I think many people, with the death of the North Korean leader and with the advent of his son becoming leader, many people probably thought that perhaps there might be an opening up of relations with different countries, an opening up of the hardened situation there was before. But from what you're saying, this doesn't look as if it sounds very likely.
That's right. At the moment, at least, there's absolutely no sign of opening up. And in fact, in some aspects, possible signs of things worsening. I think because Kim Jong-un is young and inexperienced, there was the view that he was young and had been educated abroad and therefore might be more open-minded. But what seems to be the case now is that because he's young and inexperienced, he's very eager to show his strength and his determination and to consolidate his power. And I think it's probably fair to say that at the moment the real power is in the hands of the older hardliners in the regime who surrounded his father, and that he is the face of the regime. But he clearly wants to demonstrate that he wants to sort of play to the gallery of the hardliners, as it were. And that's why he's launching these kind of crackdowns. And for the time being, at least, it's hard to see any real opening up.
Do you think, despite the dangers involved, that some North Korean people are still willing to take the risk? Or do you think they will be deterred by this tightening up, as you put it?
I think many people in North Korea are increasingly desperate and therefore are willing to take the risk, and have been over many years. There have been thousands of North Koreans over the years who've fled the country. But we have seen the numbers decline in recent years because things have tightened up, and I think this current climate will probably result in fewer people still trying to leave the country. And I think particularly the combination of Kim Jong-un's crackdown on people trying to leave the country and China's continued policy of repatriation, that will, I'm sure, have an effect on many people. Some will be so desperate, either for economic or political reasons, that they will go ahead and try anyway. But I would think the numbers will decline because many people will be afraid of either being shot in the process of escaping or facing horrific consequences if they're then caught by the Chinese and returned.